I want to read from John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Jesus said that in the world we'll have tribulation. So as long as we are alive, as long as we're in this world, we can't expect a life free from trials and tribulations. But we don't have to let the trials and tribulations discourage us. One of the things that has saddened me is when I see so many brothers and sisters in different places, sometimes get disheartened and get discouraged. But Jesus said, it's good to listen to Jesus' words. He said, you will have tribulation, but take courage. I like that word. And Jesus said that again and again in Matthew chapter 9 verse 2. You know, there was a paralytic lying on a bed. They brought him to Jesus. And Jesus said, take courage, son. Your sins are forgiven. I like the word of Jesus. Maybe this morning he wants to tell some of us, take courage. And again, same chapter verse 22. You know, there's a woman who was not well. She wanted to touch Jesus. And she almost touched Jesus, but it was 22. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, daughter, take courage. Since more than 50% of the church consists of sisters, maybe the Lord wants to tell the sisters, take courage. Your faith has made you whole. And again in Mark chapter 16, verse 50, here is another case. When there's a trial, when there's a problem, and when they saw Jesus, they were a little scared. And Jesus said, told them, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. And this morning I want to share with you some 10 ways how we can overcome discouragement, since that's a constant problem for many of God's people. And this is something that's blessed my heart. Number one, Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, verse 13. You know, David was a man who walked with the Lord, and he had many, many trials and tribulations in his life. And yet, David says here, Psalm 27, verse 13, I would have fainted, or I would have despaired, unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, when David was tempted to be discouraged, do you know what he did? He meditated on the goodness of the Lord. You want to overcome discouragement? Be occupied with God's goodness. Like we sing that song, think about His goodness. Think about His love. I often think about what the Lord did for me, from where the Lord lifted me, how He has led me, how He has guided me, how He has blessed me. And you know, when I, like the song we sing, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And you know, the trouble with many people is, they're occupied with themselves. I'm like this, it's not gone well with me, and the devil is harassing me, and they're all occupied with themselves. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, turn your eyes off yourself. Be occupied with the Lord and His goodness. It says here in Psalm 31, verse 19. It says here, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you. You know, for those who fear the Lord, I want to tell you, God's goodness is great. I praise the Lord for God's tremendous goodness over my life. As I meditate often about His goodness. And one more verse in Psalm 65, verse 4. How blessed is the one whom you choose. and bring near to you to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. I think all of us who have been here can testify that we have been satisfied with the goodness of God's house. From the time we came to the church, we can say how God has blessed us abundantly with God's word and encouragement and fellowship. I am extremely thankful to God. I believe that's one of the greatest blessings in my life, that He brought me to the church at an early age. And I can say that I have been blessed with the goodness of God's house. And you know, you keep meditating, never forget what the Lord did for you. One more verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, 41. Second Chronicles 6:41. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. Your godly ones rejoice in your goodness. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Rejoice in God's goodness over your life. Don't tell me, brother, the Lord didn't do anything for you. You must be in such a pathetic condition. You know that to say that the Lord has not done anything for you. Oh, I must say, I'm surprised at all that the Lord has done for me. Like we sing in the song. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. You know, already 6 months ago in 2012, I'm thankful to God for all that the Lord did for me in the last 6 months, January to June. One more verse in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 14. I will fill the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness. Can you say this morning, I am satisfied with God's goodness all my life? Think about your past, brothers and sisters. You could have been stuck in some denomination, but the Lord brought you out, and the Lord brought you to the fellowship of His saints, and the Lord fed you, like it says, the finest of wheat, like honey out of the rock. And the Lord's encouraged us, the Lord's blessed us. You know, one more verse in Psalm 107. Let him give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonders to the sons of men. Same Psalm, verse 15. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. And verse 21. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. Verse 31. Let him give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, the more you're occupied with the Lord and His goodness, you'll find your heart is overflowing with praises. And another verse that you're quite familiar with, Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness, tolerance and patience, not knowing that the goodness of God leads us to repentance? You know, when the Lord is good to us, He has us to repent. And same in Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Behold then the goodness and the severity of God. God is good, but He's also severe. But I believe He fills us with His goodness, and that's how He wins the heart. And I know the Lord won my heart, not through His strictness, but through His goodness. Maybe one last word we can look at Exodus chapter 18, verse 9. Exodus chapter 18. You know, here Moses meets his father-in-law, and says, Jethro rejoiced over all the goodness which the Lord has done to Israel. And then they praise the Lord together. And I want to suggest that to all of us, brothers and sisters, don't be occupied with yourself or your problems. be occupied with God's goodness, and you'll find there's faith and courage and hope coming into your life. Okay. Number two. You know, I found many people who say they're discouraged. They never give themselves to God's word. And that's the reason they are very often discouraged. Show me a brother or sister who's occupied with God's word. You'll find them always full of courage. So that's the solution I have this morning for all discouragement. Be occupied with God's word. Love God's word. Delight in it. Like it says in James chapter 1. Verse 25. One who looks intently on all liberty and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an effective doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. In other words, this man will not be discouraged. The man who is giving himself to God's word daily, often, regularly, consistently. And that's what we read in Psalm chapter 1 also. We know this verse well, but it's good to look at it once again. Psalm 1, the man, he says, blessed is the man. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. We want in the church, brothers and sisters, whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Who can say, I've come to love God's word. I rejoice in God's word. You know, that's why people like George Miller, Smith Wigglesworth, all these great men of God, oh, they loved God's word. And that's the reason they were so happy in their Christian life. Even David, Job, Ezra, Moses, and Joshua. Oh, they loved God's word. And brothers and sisters, you know, Jesus was always occupied with God's word, even to the end of his life, even just before his death. This word, that must be fulfilled in me. I must be numbered with the transgressors. His mind was occupied with God's word. I was so blessed even to read the latest article of Brother Zach. He was saying his longing is to obey all the New Testament commandments before, during this one lifetime on earth. I hope we'll have some wonderful brothers and sisters like that who say, Lord, this one life you've given me on earth, I want to obey every word. I tell you, brothers and sisters, you will never be discouraged. God will see that you are strengthened, encouraged, and full of courage and hope. Okay, move on. One more way, how we can overcome all discouragement. In this wonderful, see, the path of the just is like a light that shines brighter and brighter. One more blessed way, how we can overcome discouragement is, be occupied with Jesus. You know, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. Jesus said, it's enough. Verse 24 also we can read. A disciple is not above his teacher, not a slave above his master. It's enough for the disciple that he becomes like his teacher. And I hope that will be a longing. You know, after we come to the church and seek to be a disciple, I hope the Lord will give you such a longing. Lord, make me more and more like Jesus in every area. It's enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher. Let Jesus be your role model, brothers and sisters. Let him be the bridegroom of your soul. Let him be the fairest of 10,000. Let him be altogether lovely. Show me brothers and sisters who are taken up with Jesus. You know, that's what Jesus always said, follow me. Come after me. Learn from me. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. If I can paraphrase it, I can also say, he who follows Jesus shall not walk in discouragement. Yeah, I believe that. I believe we should be able to testify, ever since I learned to follow Jesus, I don't get discouraged. The Lord, he encourages me more and more. And that's why Peter could say, Lord, you got the words of eternal. Peter had a tremendous longing to follow the Lord. Paul, he says he counted everything else as loss, For Paul, Jesus was so precious to him. Mary, she sat at Jesus' feet and she listened to Jesus. She had fellowship with Jesus and she found a satisfaction with Jesus. Like we sing in one song, Lord, you're enough for me. Can you say that, brothers and sisters? Lord, in this world there may be trials and difficulties, but you are enough for me, Lord. And oh, as we are occupied with the Lord, you'll find all discouragement goes away from your life. I can say that's my own testimony. Oh, may the Lord give us grace, brothers and sisters, to follow the Lord more wholeheartedly. Lord, show me your glory. In fact, Jesus said, it's given for us to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. I believe the Lord wants to reveal so much of His glory, the glory of Jesus through His Word. Sometimes we are so busy, we don't have time to look at the glory of Jesus. Oh, may God give us grace to take some time. Lord, show me the glory of Jesus through Your Word. And like we sing the song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of the earth will become strangely dim. And the more we are taken up with Jesus, things of the earth become less and less important. And the Lord blesses all such brothers and sisters for whom Jesus is precious, for whom Jesus is glorious. Show me such brothers, I can tell you, they are not the ones who are always discouraged. They are pressing on. And the Lord makes sure that He encourages them. Then we move on to the next way, number 4. That's written in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus said, I was telling them a parable to show that at all times, we're not to pray and not to lose heart. In other words, it's not God's will that we should get discouraged. So what is the solution? Not to get discouraged? We have to pray. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. That's not my word. That's what Jesus said. Men ought always to pray. And here this widow was saying, oh, give me justice. And I believe, brothers and sisters, all of us got many difficulties, many problems, many trials. Maybe they are discouraging you. They are trying to pull you down. You know what you should do, like we sing in the song. Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus alone. You know, Hannah, she had a problem. Hannah was the... She was one of the two wives. You know how difficult it is to live in a home with two women. And on top of that, the other woman was harassing her. She was barren. The other woman was harassing her. There was every reason for Hannah to be discouraged. But you know what Hannah did? She went and poured out her heart to the Lord. And it says then, her countenance was no longer the same. Sisters, you got a problem. You say, I can't share it with anyone. You can go and tell the Lord, brothers and sisters. And then your countenance will not be the same. First, you pray for yourself, for your own needs, many, many needs. I believe the Lord wants us to come to Him in faith. Lord, I cannot accept defeat in this area. Lord, it's not Your will. I should be like this in my life. Lord, give me justice. I believe some of us are too decent. I tell you. You're not asking the Lord. This widow, she kept on. Jesus says, shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry to Him day and night. Oh, may God help us. Lord, I'm not going to give up, Lord. I'm going to pray and pray. You know what He should do? Pray through. Till You, Lord, hear me. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make us such brothers and sisters who can seek the Lord in faith till we get the answer. And same thing we see in Luke chapter 11. And here, first we pray for our own needs, and then we also pray for the needs of others. Luke chapter 11, you give me a parable about prayer. Lord, my friend, he's come in need. Lord, my brothers and sisters, they got needs. Lord, answer their prayers. And I believe that the Lord needs many such intercessors. Do you tell me that you don't have any ministry in the church? I want to give you ministry, brothers and sisters.
You say, oh brother, I didn't want this ministry. This is a difficult ministry. Everybody likes the pulpit ministry. But who likes to pray and pray and pray and pray through? Moses prayed and the children of Israel won the war against Amalekites. Yeah, and when Moses' hands were weak, they were losing. And I believe that's the secret, brothers and sisters. Jesus told Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. I'm always encouraged when somebody tells me, brother, I'm praying for you. I said, brother, thank you very much. Keep it up. It's wonderful to be in a place where we can say, like Peter, like the Lord, Peter, I prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Oh, Jesus loved Peter. And oh, may God give us grace to pray and to pray so that it becomes more and more natural. Don't tell me that you will pray only when all the trials are over. In the midst of the trials, pray for your needs and pray for the needs of others. Paul, he prayed for many churches. He kept on praying, Lord, help his brothers and sisters, Lord, strengthen them that they'll grow up to maturity. And I want to show you a wonderful brother here in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Many of you young people, you know the names of all these great football players. Do you know the name of this wonderful brother here? Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, Epaphras, who is one of your number. And here it says, a born slave of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful brother. He was a born slave of Jesus Christ. Sends his greetings, always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers. He was not a preacher. He didn't have a lust to come forward and be in the limelight. He was hidden. But he was always laboring, it says. And he didn't just pray, Lord, give them a job. Lord, give them a marriage partner. Lord, give them good health. No, he was praying, Lord, that they may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. You like to be an Epaphras, brothers and sisters. I hope you'll say, Lord, just make me like Epaphras. Give me the spirit of Epaphras, Lord, to keep praying and praying, quietly praying for the church, and so that it becomes afterwards more and more natural. Is it a burden to pray, brothers and sisters, for other brothers and sisters? Ask the Lord to help you. Lord, I don't want to get discouraged, Lord, both in respect of my needs and in respect of the needs of the other brothers and sisters. Lord, I want to keep praying and praying, and I want to see answers to prayer. And I believe the Lord wants to answer our prayers. He says He will answer us speedily. I hope we'll get some testimonies soon. We'll come and say, the Lord answered me speedily and gave me justice. You know, I knew a pastor. He wouldn't talk much. Very quiet man. And different people went to him with different problems. He will never gossip. And no matter what they say, he will say, let's pray, brother. Let's pray, brother. That's all he would say. I never forgotten him. Tall man. Very quiet man. Nobody could get him to gossip. Any problem will say, let's pray, brother. And shall I say the same thing to us this morning? You want to overcome discouragement? Start praying, brothers and sisters. Come and tell me if it doesn't succeed for you. Amen? Yeah, if you're not sleeping. We want to move on to next step. It says in Jude chapter. Jude, there's only one chapter. Jude, that's a familiar verse for us. No. Verse 20. But you, beloved, I want to say that to all the brothers and sisters, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying the Holy Spirit. You want to overcome discouragement? Build yourself up. You say, brother, I'm too busy. I don't have time. You know how you can build yourself, brothers and sisters? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, he who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Before you can edify the church, edify yourself. Did the Lord give you the gift of tongues? Have you despised it? Yeah, that's the reason today you are discouraged. If the Lord has given you the gift of tongues, don't despise it. Start using it. And come and tell me if you are not edified. And read some good books written by godly people. They say a leader is a reader. Keep reading, 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 and you will get encouraged. Read the Bible for godly people. Read some good articles, brothers and sisters. Listen to some good tapes. You know, people want to defile themselves through the internet. You can get some good things also from the internet. Can you say, I learned something today? I believe the Lord wants to build this up. But you got to take time. You can't say, I'm so busy, I don't have time to build yourself up. Have we all of us got enough time to build ourselves up? I'm amazed. Sometimes I just read one page in a book and then I get strengthened and edified. Be teachable, brothers and sisters. Say, Lord, I want to be strengthened today. I want to be built up. And I want to do something. I want to take some time. Do you have a good library? You can build up a good library. Start gathering good books. Yeah. Books that will challenge you, inspire you to come up to a higher life. And then you'll find God. I can say I've been encouraged many, many times through many good books that I've read. And keep learning. I believe the Lord wants to teach us so many things. If you're teachable, till the last day of your life, you can learn and be fresh. You don't have to be discouraged. Yeah. Next point, number 6. If you want to be always full of encouragement, hang around the wholehearted. With whom are you hanging around, brothers and sisters? You know, that will tell you your spiritual condition. I want to hang around with those who are on fire for the Lord. I want to hang around with the wholehearted, who can challenge me higher, who can help me to grow more spiritually, like this verse we know so well in Psalm 16 verse 3. Maybe we have forgotten it for some time. Psalm 16 verse 3. That's the reason why David was always encouraged. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. Psalm 101 verse 6. Who are your friends, brothers and sisters? Psalm 101 verse 6. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, and they shall, that they may dwell with me. Like it says, I'll make the godly of the land my heroes. Who's your best friend? You say, brother, I don't have any time for fellowship. No wonder you're discouraged. Are you having fellowship with those who can lift you, stir you, challenge you, who can save you from all lukewarmness and darkness? Jonathan hanging around with David. No wonder Jonathan got encouraged. Timothy always had fellowship with Paul. Mary had fellowship with Elizabeth. That's the reason it was going well with them. Seek for fellowship with the wholehearted brothers and sisters. And I'm afraid there are many here. Once upon a time, we had time for fellowship. Today, maybe you're too busy. That's the reason you're discouraged. Like someone asked a man, who's your best friend? You know what he said? The best friend is the one who brings the best out of you. Shall I say it again? Not just one who buys you coffee, tea, ice cream, snacks. I remember I asked one brother one day, he said, you were hanging around with that brother, you going out to the hotel and all. Did you ask him whether he's saved? He said, no. But they were spending a lot of time together, but they didn't even ask that other brother whether he was even saved. I want to encourage all of us, brothers and sisters, this morning, hang around with the wholehearted ones and see if you're not encouraged in your life. Just a phone call, just an email, just a little time. When was the last time you said, brother, I'm coming to your house just for fellowship? I'm not even expecting a coffee tea from you, leave alone special lunch from you. I'm just coming to your house, like Jesus told Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. Like the Sunday school song says, I'm coming to your house for tea. I think we need some time, we need to take some time for fellowship, so that we can be strong in the Lord, so that all discouragement more and more gets eliminated from our lives. Yeah, we move on to number 7. These are something that I've learned myself. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Show me a spirit-filled man. You'll find he's so full of joy and enthusiasm, gladness, and there's melody in his heart. And that is not superficial. Not just saying, smile though that Jesus loves you. Not that superficial type. Something that comes from within. I've met few brothers and sisters like that. Who are really filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's joy coming forth. There's melody coming forth from their lives. Try that, brothers. If you've never been really happy in your life, if a song of praise is not coming forth from your heart, say, Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to be anointed so that all gloom and depression can, like the song says, fly away. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And I believe the Lord wants to so fill us with His joy. You know, see in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. I'm not turning to that, since we all know that verse. They that wait on the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In other words, those who have hope in the Lord, those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, I believe the Lord wants to bring us to such a place where you can mount up, where you can fly, where you won't be discouraged. So full of the Spirit, so full of praise and thanks and worship. And it says in, I want to show you one verse in Ezra chapter 6, verse 22. It's a lovely verse, Ezra 6, verse 22. And they observed the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord had caused them to rejoice. What a word. And one more verse in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 43. And on the day they offered great sacrifices, rejoiced because God had given them great joy. And not only that, it says here, even the women and children rejoice. Sisters, it's not God's will you should be silent and be gloomy and be depressed. Even children. It says so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard from afar. I mean, other people heard that. They're so happy in the Lord. And it says the Lord made them to rejoice. May the Lord make you to rejoice so much in the Lord and make you strong. And number 8. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. You want to always be full of courage? Don't just think of yourself. Me and my wife and my family. Bear others' burdens. Seek to live for others. Bless the others. Serve the others. Think of others. Like it says, encourage one another daily. And like that verse we know so well in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25. You keep watering others, God will water you. I believe we should be living testimonies. I learned to water others, and God's watered me. In other words, I try to encourage others, and God's encouraged me. And therefore, I'm not discouraged. Try that, brothers and sisters. And then, number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. This is Paul's testimony. We walk by faith, not by sight. You can paraphrase and say we walk by faith, not by feelings, not by mood, not by how I feel. Sometimes we feel good, sometimes we don't feel good. Sometimes we feel high, sometimes we feel low. I don't go by my feelings. I walk by faith. in God's love, in God's word, in God's promises, in the sovereignty of God. When things go well and when things don't go well, I keep believing and believing and believing. I walk by faith. Show me some brothers who walk by faith. You will find that they're never. That's what Apostle Paul could say, the next verse, verse 8, 2 Timothy 5, 8. We are of good courage. Next time we have a meeting, I'd like to hear brothers and sisters can come and say, God has encouraged me. We are of good courage. And then, number last, I'll close with this. This is my favorite verse. Can anyone tell me what is that verse? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. It says about Jesus, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. Jesus was not discouraged. Jesus was one of the happiest because he hated sin the most. As a young brother, God anointed him. It is without measure. I recommend that all of you brothers and sisters, what a wonderful church will that be if you have brothers and sisters who can say, I want to hate sin with all my heart. Lord, help me to hate every form of sin. I can guarantee you, you will never, never be discouraged. And God Himself will give you grace and anointing and strength and power, courage and faith. And that you won't be discouraged, but God will give you grace to encourage other brothers and sisters constantly. Like the Word of God says, encourage one another daily, wherever you go. Keep encouraging, keep strengthening, keep comforting, keep lifting. Brothers and sisters, this is possible in 2012. Amen? Amen.
Yeah, we praise the Lord for a powerful word that lifts our spirits this morning. I hope that your spirit is lifted and you're encouraged. And it says in that word that Brother Newton read in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, I don't know if you missed it there. It says 5 and 6, we'll read it in this context. It says, now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge, as a down payment. Therefore, being always of good courage. I want to underline that. Always of good courage. Not sometimes, not just Sunday mornings, not just when we hear a word like this, but always of good courage. Because we have received something from God. God has prepared us for this purpose, that we are always of good courage. We are always encouraged, so we encourage others. And He's given us a down payment. He's put a deposit. He's sealed us with His Holy Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit and you're continually filled with Him, you will never be discouraged. No matter what happens, I can testify to that. And the answer is that you surrender your life to God. Say, Lord Jesus, I've been saying to different ones, specifically ask. Not just, God touched me, God moved me, I heard this message, I heard that. Have you specifically asked? I asked one brother. If your son asks you for a piece of cake, will you give him a piece of bread? He said, Daddy, I want cake. And then you take a sweet. He said, Daddy, I want a piece of cake. That's how we come to our Heavenly Father. That's how I come to Jesus. Lord Jesus, I need the Holy Spirit. I need what you tell me that you give me as a down payment. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit and fire. And I guarantee you, and I can testify to this before God, you will always be of good courage. I'm not saying we won't have problems, we won't have difficulties, we won't be tempted to be discouraged. But when the Holy Spirit is upon us and in us, we will always be of good courage. And you look back at the previous chapter, in chapter 4 and verse 1, therefore, since we have this ministry, What is the ministry that the Holy Spirit is speaking about? In the last verse, it's an unfortunate chapter division. And in the last verse it says, before that, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, verse 17. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Lord is the Spirit. And before that it says, whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And when I turn to the Lord and then, the Holy Spirit is specific. The Lord is the Spirit. It doesn't say the Lord is the Father, the Lord is the Son, the Lord is the Spirit whom I turn to. And the veil is taken away. We behold the glory of the Lord. Verse 18, we are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart. You see there? These are not my words. The Spirit of God made the Spirit of God burn that into our hearts. We do not lose heart. Unless we miss it there, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. You see how God is interested in you and me, that we don't lose heart, we don't lose courage. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though our outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. Day by day, like we heard, momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And He who prepared us for this very purpose is God. He gave us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore we can walk by faith. We can be of good courage. Let's bless the Lord this morning. Count your blessings like we heard. Name them one by one. You can't get sleep at night, don't count sheep. Count your blessings. I mean it. It'll work. You'll go to sleep. And you'll have better sleep at night when you count your blessing. Don't need to count sheep. Try it. It works. Think of all the blessings you've received the day that's gone by, the past week. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. He gives to His beloved sleep. You'll get sleep. I'm giving you a sleep therapy. Those of you who can't sleep at night, stop counting sheep. Count your blessings. Shall we sing that song? Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And then we're going to take a few minutes for those who have received blessings from God to give a 1 minute powerful testimony that would encourage the others. We take a few minutes, so think of it. We don't want general testimonies. I thank God for this, I thank God for the church, I thank God for saving me, I thank God for forgiving my sins. Specific. Okay? Specific. Get up and put the devil to shame and say, I thank God He encouraged me and He answered my prayer and He blessed me. Okay, come brothers, let's sing. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord had done. Yeah, and also to our live webcast viewers, it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So join us together. Let's all stand. Those on the second floor also, you can stand. I think you can still see the words. It's good to stand and count our blessings, thank the Lord and praise Him. All those on the first floor also, let's sing together. Bless the Lord. And now we have an opportunity. 1 minute, okay? One long testimony is 1 minute. Short testimony, how the Lord encouraged you, blessed you. And specifically, how you received a blessing from the Lord. If you're there on the second floor and you want to testify, come down here to the ground floor. We're going to pass the mic around. You can also join us here. Let's go ahead. Start.
I thank the Lord and the elders and the church. 6 months back, I was once testifying about the pressure in my work and stress I was going through. I thank God for the counseling and help I got from many people, especially Brother Ian, Brother Silvam, Brother Rabi. They encouraged me, and I thank God for the blessing He has given me. Day before yesterday, I received my promotion letter in the office, and good appreciation from my team. Thank you.
That's Edukondalil, means seven hills. Tell us your name when you...
Okay, to continue on the same line, 3 months back I got a new job, and I believe that God took me to this place to be a blessing like Abraham. But the changes of life and changes of work, in 3 months I was going through a lot of pressure and trouble, and even I couldn't come to the Wednesday meeting with the Word of God. But I believed and I asked, Lord, you brought me here with a purpose to bless the company, but why I'm in this trouble? We were praying, and God gave me grace, and God changed the situation in the company. Even the last Wednesday, in the last minute, 6 o'clock, they wanted to have a meeting. I was crying, Lord, give me grace. And God changed the situation in 3 minutes, and there was a comedy scene, I tell you sometime. The God is a humorous God, I believe. God encourages me with a lot of humor, a lot of miracles. There was a miracle, 3 minutes, whole situation changed. I could come to the meeting, I could partake in the meeting. And I believe my CEO is going to be another 45 days in this here in Bangalore, and a lot of troubles. But I believe I'm going to see 45 miracles in this 45 days, and I'll testify about that later.
Praise the Lord. That's Selvam, the newest married man in our midst. And he's got Dhanam to encourage him also. Come, don't feel shy. Stand up and that's fine. Short, powerful, crisp testimony.
We sing that song, when I am in despair, to Jesus I repair. And it has literally worked in my life, and I keep remembering that verse, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That is in Psalm 16.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to God for what He has done. And last month when things were...
Sister, tell us your name, please.
I'm Sister Sushila. And things were going a little difficult for me last month. I couldn't really sleep. I kept getting up. Finally, I knew the only one place I can go to is God. And I always feel like disturbing Him until He gives me what I want. I wanted rest in my soul. I just tried and tried whatever verse I knew. I tried to apply, it didn't work. Finally, I said, I have poured out my heart, I am just going to bed. And then got up with a tune in my head, I don't know what it was. And finally, the next day I got it, all is well with my soul. I used to sing, but I didn't know the real meaning of it. But that day when the Lord revealed it to me, all is well with your soul, because I am God, I am in control. And I don't know your plan, but I know I'm in your hands. That was such a miracle in my life. And in relation to it, the Lord reminded me that Psalm 46, the last verse somewhere, last two verses, it says, stand still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and in the earth. That was a tremendous encouragement to me. And the most beautiful thing, the revelation that I got from that verse on that day was that not only that people are not God and the situations are not God, but you, Sushila, you are not God. Remember and stand still. That was the greatest revelation, brought tremendous rest to my soul. I'm so thankful for the Word of God and all that I hear.
Amen. Amen. 1 minute. Yes, take 1 minute. Okay, sister, go ahead. Tell us your name.
I'm Pramila. Just last Thursday morning, I had this sudden shooting pain in my left kidney, actually, in the morning. And I didn't know it was a kidney stone, actually. But I was suffering with such a pain that they had to rush me to the hospital. And in the hospital also, like, I couldn't bear the pain so much, and the doctor had not yet come in. So the duty doctor just gave me a painkiller to just so that I can have the control over my pain. And after that, they told that I need to go in for a CT scan. So when I went to the CT scan, I was just praying to God, saying that God, you have promised that you will take care of us, our offsprings and their offsprings too. And I was just holding on to that promise, saying that yes, Lord, I believe that you will take care of us and this situation too. And after I was through with the scan, they told me that there was a 4 mm stone in my left side kidney, but it had moved on to my urinary tract, so I had this severe pain. And we didn't know what to do after that. Then we just called up one of our homeo doctor, and he said that like this can be treated, there's no problem. And we just kept on praying to God, and what the doctor said is it might take about 2 days to 1 week for the stone to come out. But miraculously, what God did for me was that very night when I passed on urine, I found one piece of stone in my urine, and with that my pain was completely gone. Till then, the whole day I was suffering with pain, but from that very night, God miraculously brought that stone out, and from then on I didn't have any pain, and till now I've not got the pain back. And I'm thankful so much to God that as per His promise, He's taken care of me and my family too, and I thank Lord for all that He has done for us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have some young people also after this sister. And I want to encourage you what we heard from Brother Newton about Epaphras, that when he prayed for the church there, he prayed, it says there in Colossians 4, what we Brother Newton read, he laboring earnestly for you in His spirit, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. Let's hear some testimonies of how God has established you, how God helped you to do His will, how you got a word and you were encouraged, something you heard in the meeting, something that God blessed you with. Let's have some young people after we hear this sister.
Hello. Okay, sister. Yeah, I'm Sebastian here. Yesterday evening I have to take a decision at home. So I didn't know how to do it. Then in the night, in the family prayer also, we sang the same song. And it was about the discouragement that to keep in prayer. And so today morning when I came, I said, Lord, you have to speak to me specifically, and you have to give me the right word so that I can take the decision. And it was very clear not to get discouraged and to pray and seek the Lord. And I am going to do the same thing, and God will help me to take the right decision. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, sister, sorry.
I praise the Lord that He has brought me here, because I'm greatly blessed by this church by the internet since many years. And everything seems to happen in this year. First, the Lord sent me to China to be a witness. Now I'm here. I hope to be a witness. And I am in the faith since 15 years now, after a very Western style of life. You know what I mean? Maybe quite different from how people are living here. And the God is so good to me that now I'm going to marry. I thank the Lord. Amen.
Kindly tell us your name, sister, where you're from.
My name is Oka. I come from Germany.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's have some young people now get up and testify.
Yeah, I'm John here. On May 3rd, that was our anniversary, Lydia and me decided to honor the Lord. We wanted to take a decision. Like I used to buy stuff from the military canteen, and we decided that it was not right for us, being a Christian, buying things from the canteen. Then it was very difficult for me because I used to earn some extra income from that, and then I was a little hesitant to take the decision, but we trusted the Lord and took the decision not to continue buying things from the military canteen. And I can say from the past 3 months, God has been extremely good to us. He's blessed the business. It's increased, and God has done been good to us. And then we were reading Proverbs, like last youth meeting, Uncle Ian suggested us to read Proverbs, so we've been reading. And so many places it says that it is unrighteous, an evil man is the one who makes money unrighteously. And I thank God for giving me the grace to take that decision. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm Sichandra. From the last 1 month, I'm feeling that I'm not having joy in my heart. I keep on saying with my wife, I'm feeling something, I'm not feeling much joy in my heart, I'm not enjoying with the Lord like that. So today God spoke with me tremendously and with powerfully. My heart is filled with joy and encouragement. Praise the Lord for His word.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm from Hindu background actually. And
In my life, I have come across so many afflictions and difficulties with my own family members. And these days, whenever I think, why am I suffering this much, I shout to Lord. And God told that, daughter, you are not belong to this world. You belong to me. That's the reason why the people are hating you. So my salvation itself is a big miracle, because I have come across so many afflictions. I could not say, I could not express through words. So God said one day, He suddenly touched me, He saved me. And the one year itself, He have changed my life completely. Utterly He has changed, that I cannot express in words. One day I went to my friend home, and because of her I came to know about Lord. And God touched me, and he has changed my life, my career, everything. He completely changed. And after, see, I born and brought up everything in Chennai only. I never come out of Chennai, and I don't have that guts also to come out of my family and staying away from my family. God, He has changed my career, and He brought me here, and He brought me here, the wonderful church, through Brother Matthew. I thank you, Matthew, to bring me here. And last 1 week, I'm suffering, I'm facing problem with the people who I treated as my best friend. And now I see their true color. Now I saw that the affections and whatever the relationship I have with the brothers, it's illusions. Then I came and shout to the Lord, and He said, daughter, don't feel bad. I'm there for you. My grace is sufficient for you. He said, and whenever I'm losing my strength, whenever I lost myself, my strength, and He's renewing my strength in Him. And He told that, don't worry, I'll be with you, and I'll take care of you in all your situations. And amen, He's making my feet as a feet of the deer, and enables me to go on nights. So it's there always. He loves me a lot. And yes, if you are seek the God's kingdom first, and everything will be added up to us. So I thank God for all the miracles He has done in my life. I thank Lord. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord.
Let's have young people. And if the young people are not forthcoming, then we'll pass the mic to the older people. But let's have young people. Don't be shy. Stand up. And if you're there on the second floor, if you're there on the first floor, please come down.
I want to thank the Lord. After suffering for a few months, today God brought me here. And I'm so excited. I'm so delighted. I'm so thankful. I got the right word. It has directly shot my heart. And I was upset. In between, I went through a lot. But today, I'm so happy that God spoke to me. And I've learned certain things now, how not to be discouraged at all. I praise God that whatever matter comes in, I don't want to be discouraged. I thank God for the message today.
Praise the Lord. That's Ravi Kumar. Young people? You didn't receive anything? No encouragement? In these 6 months of 2012, no encouragement?
I want to thank God for, I'm Rabi. I want to thank God for a situation that happened on Passover Day, say, about 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago. And the reason I say it was Passover Day was a very specific situation occurred in my company. There was a very large layoff. And I could see the Lord passed over me, and He spoke very specifically about that. He spoke that in these tough economic times, when I put my trust in the Lord and I hold on to what He has provided and seek Him first, He's able to, despite whatever the situation, you know, He passed over that situation in my life at that point of time. And not only that, since then, say, I was finding my job pretty difficult to handle. And what happened after that was 4 times that pressure was added on, and I was already finding it pretty difficult to handle. But I was seeing when the Lord's hand, the Lord's grace is there upon that particular situation, then He's able to make all things sufficient. His grace is sufficient for me. I want to hold on to the Lord. Just look to Him for strength, not just in the work area, but in every part of my life, that His grace is sufficient. Amen.
Amen. That's Rabbi. Face the camera so that our live webcast viewers can also see you.
Yeah, I want to, I'm so blessed by what Brother Newton shared today. And the Bible says, what do you have that you did not receive? And for me, it's every day I'm so blessed by the fact that I used to work in a job which had many shifts, and although they were all day shifts, there was constant shift changes, and it was very, very difficult. There was a whole lot of instability, but we praised God for that time, and we were newly married at that time. But miraculously, in 2010, I believe God gave me a job which allows me to just permanently work from home, and I never want to lose the wonder of the miracle that God has done. And I constantly remind myself, my wife and I, we constantly remind ourselves, we joke about it often also, about how there were so many shift changes that we used to have. And I'm so encouraged by what Brother Newton shared, to really count my blessings, name them one by one. That's something I really, really count. I do that almost every day. So I want to praise God. Thank you for what Brother Newton shared.
Amen. That's Keith. Tell us your name.
Actually, Matthew, I'm very thankful to the Lord, what He has done to me, and what He has not done to me. It's everything He has done to me. And last week, this is what our word has been, God has put it in my heart, like, don't long to be a successor, or to be a wise, or to be all to be well. One thing you learn it from me is, long to be at rest and peace always, whatever the circumstances is. So I thank God that He has given me peace in my heart. Those things are not as it is, but I praise God that has given me, and I can see that through the church, through the fellowship of what people have. Like starting from the 13 years boy Edwin, till the elder brother like Bartholomew, or brother Johnny, or across, irrespective of whatever age it is, they've been blessing me through the fellowship, and they putting me in God's word. Though things are not good, but like being a rest, I can see what God wants to say in my life. Amen.
Amen.
My name is Chris. We have a small little business that we ran from. We used to run from home about, we started it 3-4 years ago. And there have been times when we could never pay a salary check to our staff, one or two staffs that we had then. And my husband is not saved. So I always used to tell him, trust the Lord and He will do it. And miraculously, the very next day or 2 days later, we would have the check in our hand to pay our staff on the first of every month. I don't know how it happened, but to this day, I can't answer that question. And about a month back, we were decided to move from the new place that we had. And we didn't have a place to go. So my husband was very heartbroken. He came and said, I don't know what to do. We are supposed to move in a month's time. And I told him, just trust the Lord and you see what will happen to you. And the very next morning, one of his friends just called him for some reason, and he went and met him, and he said, Dinesh, I have a new place for you. If you want to move in, you can just move in. And God's given that place to us. In a month's time, we have to move with 7 people who are working for us now. And God blessed us miraculously. And very soon, I think I'll come and stand here and tell you all how my husband got saved, because I placed that burden at the Lord's feet, and He's going to do it very soon. All I can say is we just have to, you know, have faith, put our complete trust in the Lord, and He'll do miracles in our lives every single day. I praise and thank God for everything He's done in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Padma, and I thank God for what I received from Him. He blessed me so much, and He's in control of every situation in my life, and I thank God for His grace towards me.
Face the camera so that our live webcast viewers don't see your bank, they see your face.
I really want to thank the Lord for what He's done in my life, but for the past 5 months, I've got a job, and for 9 months I was looking for one, and the only thing I have done is pray and trust in the Lord that He just answered my prayers. And for the past 5 months, that even though it's very hard at work and all that, but I still trust the Lord that He's always there for me, and no matter how hard life gets, that He's always there. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we have 3 minutes. 3 people who can get up. Just 3 minutes, 3 people, and we're going to stop.
I was blessed by the last 3 weeks' messages. It was telling about to have God's peace in our life, and to not be distracted and have any other worldly pleasures. I used to be I used to pray and I used to read the Bible, but I did not understand anything, and I concentrated on my studies more, and I couldn't go to God. I didn't know more about God. Then when I heard Uncle's messages that I should not be distracted and have peace, I prayed one night that I should, even though I don't want to put my studies first, but put God first. Then I prayed one night I should have God's peace in my life. Then I got up. I usually used to get up very late, 6. Then the Monday I got up at 4 and I had time to pray to God and know more about God. I understood something from the Lord. And I thank Him for the brother, for the elders, and for speaking me through the Bible.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's Edwin.
Yeah. I'm Elizabeth, and this is my home, this is my family, and I just want to share some really good news with all of you all. The Lord has blessed both Jones and myself, and I'm 2 months pregnant after 7 years, and I want to thank every single one of you brothers and sisters who are sitting here, who have had such a burden to pray for me especially. And there was a word that I've always held on to and I couldn't find it, but it said, shout for joy, you barren daughter. And I just love you all so much. I love you all so much, and I thank the Lord that each one of you all have been praying for me. And my dad had given me a word which was so prophetic, and I will share this with you all maybe sometime later. And I've seen that the Lord is so good with regards to me working and continuing to work, how God's changed circumstances. And I just want to encourage every one of you that we serve a God who loves us so intensely, who loves, who is interested in every detail, and how He changed my manager so I could be given time to work from home as long as I can. And I can just say I love the Lord, and the child that's within me will serve Him and will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before He comes out. Thank you, everyone. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I am Sai Kumar. When I come to the Christianity in the earlier days, I was so disturbed with so many things, especially some Muslim guys. Once one guy suited me with one question like that. Not this, how you believe Jesus Christ is born for virgin. I got a vision, but still I got doubt. Then one day I was prayed to God, and before I go to bed, this afternoon only, because I want to take rest sometime, but I prayed God and I slept. I prayed immediately after sometime. Again I prayed God, and I want to get confirmation how Jesus Christ was born to virgin. Then I got an answer from Isaiah 7:14. All right, then the Lord Himself will choose the same. A child shall be born to a virgin, and she shall call Him Emmanuel. I got the answers from that day. That day onwards, I got the answers. Whenever I will face some problem, I pray, and I send the answers in Bible. Ask the God to give the answer in through the Word only. Recently also, I asked one question to God. What is the trusting in God? God immediately answered me. That is in Romans 8:24-26. We are saved by trusting, and trusting means looking forward to getting something we don't yet have. It's continuously, it goes on. 25th, it says, but if you must keep trusting God for something that hasn't happened yet, it teaches us to wait patiently and confidently. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? There's something burning in your heart, and we can take just another minute, and then we close the brother there. Just a minute, please. Not more than a minute.
I thank God. After we faced also many things, my and my husband, of all these things, one thing I learned was God's love is so great. I can't express, no words. And He showed His love to every person in the church, and I thank God for every person who really encouraged me in those days of my trouble. I really thank God, and I want to ask God to bless everyone in the church mightily. Thank you.
Amen. That was Naomi and Brother Tan. Tell us your name.
My name is Seelan. Two things. One is within the family life, God helped me to control my anger towards my kids and my wife. He's still building me on that. On the second aspect, in my work life, in when people backbite and when we know that people are hiding information from us and they are telling something, earlier I also used to hide the information from them. But nowadays God gives the spirit of forgiveness, and He, whatever they do, He still gives me peace to share all the things I know, so that He makes me to share His gospel and builds His peace within me, even though no matter what others act, He still gives His grace not to backbite at them, to give His peace with others.
Praise the Lord. We want to hear more testimonies like what this brother shared, and we really praise God for that. Anybody else? We're going to stop now.
In the last 6 months, my name is Kevin. In the last 6 months, there have been a lot of discouragements and a lot of arrows of discouragement that were shooting against me, and I was just sulking and wondering what to do. And one thing that I was reminded, I was asking myself, what would Jesus do if He was in my place? And even when He was on earth, He also went through a lot of temptations, a lot of discouragements, and the ruler of this earth is continuously going to do that. And how did He handle it? And one thing that I was reminded by the nature of Christ was, He was more patient than what He was. He was more humble. He even did not consider Himself equality with God. That means I started looking at other people who did not even have certain things, certain privileges what I had, and that actually encouraged me. And I actually, the more I depended on God, the more I was wanting to become Christ-like, more I was asking God to give me more patience and more humility, I think all the arrows of discouragements were actually, it was vanished. And I really thank God for what He is doing in my life. Thanks.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing that chorus again. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Okay, brothers, you can start.